Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of ska.
Well, I used to love my blue beat. I tell you, I love my reggae music because it sounds sweet. Well, my colder people, guess what? Guess what? I love ska.
Good afternoon, I'm Jodian, reporting for Blog Headline News. Frederick Nathaniel Toots Hibbard, the legendary ska and roots reggae singer who thrilled generations of music lovers, died at 10:35 p.m. on Friday. He was 77. The entertainer had been in a medically induced coma at the Tony Twaits wing of the UWI for over a week when he passed away. I did my best, a distraught Gable Stevenson, manager of the late singer, told the news. We have lost our general, but his words and works will live on until the end of creation. It will never be removed. Stevenson recalled a nightmarish scenery which began 2 weeks ago when the singer fell ill and began to undergo treatment for respiratory complications. When I realized he was sick, we sent a doctor to check him at his home. The doctor had to move him immediately to a private hospital. He was at the private hospital recuperating when he developed complications in the wee hours of the morning. When the doctors couldn't get him into an intensive care unit, I called Minister Grange at 2 a.m. to save him. She answered the call and helped me to get him facilitated at the UHWI. Stevenson said every conceivable medical effort was made to save the iconic singer's life. We called UA, but there was no space. Then several other facilities, and then called back the UA and appealed to the doctors in charge who finally told me to bring him. Dr. Shernit Bryan got him immediately to UA. The doctors have done their best, and the end result is what it is. When men on earth have done their best, rest assured that the Lord God Almighty will do the rest. I cannot question anything. He thanked the dedicated medical staff who worked around the clock to provide care and diligence. I would like to thank the medical staff of UA and Minister Grange, who was very supportive at those critical moments. There are many things to say. There are many things not to say. So I will have nothing more to say at this time, Stevenson said.
Yeah. people say I'm great. I don't think that I'm great, but they call me great.
He's a foundation. He's a root, one of the artists from Jamaica's first waters.
It's a combination of everything that makes you who you are. He's a great talent, a good singer, good writer, good performer.
Dude's got that voice. It's totally his, and there's no one else can touch that. That is his blessing.
He's an amazing character. You know, he doesn't quite fit into the reggae mold. I mean, he's got a soul thing on him. Sometimes, you know, we used to think it was Otis Redding singing.
Time to
he stands up with any one of the great, you know, with James Brown, Otis Redding, any one of the great American singers.
I think the reason Toots is resonates so much with the rest of the world, and especially in America, is he is just a badass soul singer.
People choose music. Music choose some. And Toots is one of them music choose.
Just a light, you know, a light. It's like a light and a joyfulness and a happiness. Positive.
I didn't really stop moving the whole time, so I stopped smiling. He was, you know, he gets through to you.
He has an incredible energy that projects on stage and an incredible kind of excitement.
I live to sing, because I have to sing. Sing it on, mister!
Hear what I say, I know. No, hey. Get your hands on over here, sir!
I say it.
Make the water. audience. You're beautiful. You can sing, and I love you so bad. We're gonna test it one time. Three times. Give it to me. 10 times. What? You are the first big artist that ever done 10 times.
I found some words in a British encyclopedia that sum him up that I'd like to share with you. No artist ever painted a broader and truer canvas of daily life in Jamaica than Toots. The full-blooded celebrations of sweet and dandy, the screaming cry against injustice in 54-46, the harsh strains of ghetto life in Pressure Drop, the sheer exuberance of first love in It's You, the happy companionship of Never You Change, the ever-present threat of violence described in Bam Bam. That's Toots.
Yeah. sang about his experience. He sang about his life, you know, everything that's happening in his life. And I think that's what made him to be a cut above the rest, you know, like a Bob Marley.
He was easily the biggest act in Jamaica, right through until, in a way, Bob started to catch the attention. But up until that point, Toots was the biggest. And it's not that he dropped out then. It was just Bob came and widened it. But Toots was the biggest. And Toots is, here he is today, right? You know, he's still huge. I don't know if there's nobody bigger than Toots today.
Toots is one of the last living members of the pantheon, of the greats, the immortals, the people who were there before there was a there.
Toots is great. My father is great. All of them great to me. There's none that is higher than another one. More popular, yes, but to me, as a youth and as a person that grew up in the music and grew up with my father and with Toots, the people they are don't lend to that ideology of comparison and where does it, you know, that's not who they are. So I don't look at them like that. I look at them as who they are. And them is players on a football team, each playing them role.
After Jamaica got its independence from Britain, it was a sense of celebration, even though the masses did not really understood what is independence. So the music was very upbeat, and it was named ska.
I do. you said the made that show. Oh, what you ought to make some nice. Make some nice, I keep it on. My brother, everybody know. Dancehall king. Musical king. One more time for keep it on. One time. Why oh, 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 why are you ready? I want to give you more energy. See what you can do. Are you okay here? How was that?
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Will I Am.
Tabula Washington, we the Black Eyed Peas. And when we on stage, we love pushing the limits and performing. Off stage, it's a different story. If you plan to drink, plan not to drive.
Plan ahead by choosing a designated driver or pool your money to catch a taxi. So don't push it. And if someone you know has been drinking, please don't let them get behind the wheel.
A message from Ray. When a child gets murdered or a cop gets knocked down, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Not much I can say, really. Toots Hibbert passed away on Friday night in Jamaica. Obviously, the message got to Australia Saturday, and it's been a pretty sad and just really not a great time. The Maytals were meant to tour Australia in January. Unfortunately, due to bushfires and Tootsie's lungs, he didn't want to come because of the smoke haze and everything else. So we missed him. Unfortunately, he was going to come back next year, and now that's obviously not going to happen. Very sad. I can just join the thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that are expressing their sentiments and everything else that goes on when an absolute doyen, a legend, and legend gets thrown around left, right, and center nowadays. But this man is an absolute legend, and I never got to see him live, unfortunately. So kind of makes it even worse, doesn't it, really? Anyway, what can you say? All I can do is dedicate this Scar Show with Beefy, the first hour of the show, the first Scar Pod of the week, in its entirety to Toots Hibbert and the Maytals, and just celebrate his life in music and the legacy that he's left behind, because there's not many other bands or no people, especially in Jamaica, around the world, that have a legacy like Toots. I think in one of the interviews I've grabbed there, 31 number one singles in Jamaica. When you consider Bob Marley, Prince Buster, all the other acts over there, Sean Paul later on, and everything that goes on in the West Indies, it's just incredible. And it is a legacy that will live on, because music always lives on. We all move on eventually, so not much we can say, but they celebrate 50 years in 2018 together as a band, and most of the members of the Maytals are still the original members of the Maytals. They preferred to keep each other company and play each other's music as one, and yeah, that's all we can hope for. So Toots, rest in power. Absolutely a pleasure to hear your music and share my love of the Toots and the Maytals music with everyone else. I know there's a lot of people within the same kind of mindset as me at the minute, and yeah, totally gutted. And my thoughts go out to his family. His wife survives him, and 7 of his 8 kids as well. So can't think of what they're going through right now. All I can do, like I said, is play some more of his music. And we're going to do a bit of Bam Bam. There's a bit of more interviews in there, I think, as well. I'll tell you actually what we did play. Obviously, the first song we heard was Pressure Drop. Then it was 54, 46, then Funky Kingston, Monkey Man. And then the last tune was actually the cover of Bob Marley's Three Little Birds that he's done with Ziggy Marley off their latest album. If you haven't got the latest album, Got to Be Tough, please get it, because it's fantastic, and it's an absolute godsend that somebody could put out an album that sounds so modern and fits in with a modern kind of take on Jamaican music and ska, and I guess reggae, I suppose, is in there. But the guy was 77, and we're still banging out music like you're gonna hear on Got to Be Tough. So an absolute credit to the man. So yeah, please get the Got to Be Tough album. It is well worth it. Anyway, we're going to play a bit more live stuff. There's a bit more interview stuff in there as well. So first, you're going to hear a live version of Bam Bam. There's lots of live stuff, because if you've seen footage of Toots and the Maytals in recent years, their live show was just absolutely spectacular. Anyway, rest in peace, Toots Hibbert. This is Bam Bam.
See, when I do that, when I do that, I want every one of you to serenade the music.
They're afraid of me. They're afraid of me. They know I'm a dynamite. I'm very strong, and my style is different from their style. I'm a dancer. I'm a performer. I'm a musician. I'm an entertainer. They don't tell them that I'm the one who have 31 number one hit record from Jamaica. They don't tell them that I'm the one who invented the word reggae. They don't tell them that I am the one who have a two-side hit record from Jamaica. No other artist in Jamaica never have. And the two songs that I have as a two-side hit, it's one called It's You and one called Daddy.
Be it proclaimed by the Board of County Commissioners of Broward County that the board hereby designates Sunday, March 11, 2012, as Frederick Toots Hibbert Appreciation Day, Broward County. Would you come forward, the legendary?
Or an icon, how do you feel about being elevated to iconic status by industry persons and just fans and your contribution to the industry?
Yeah, I feel okay about it. Once I do my work right, I will always be an icon or what they call me. But if I don't do my work right, then I won't be. So it's okay. I like that still. People call us great because of the song that we wrote and the song that we write. It is good moral, tell a good story. So some of the artists today not writing good songs, they're doing crap. So some is doing good things, yeah. I remember when I was a boy and entering this festival, Jamboree, yes. This was like only good song could win festival those days, and I was one of the ones that have a good song called Bam Bam. And those days, people just go to the country, pay one busload of people to come and clap for them. And who don't have any money to pay people, if you have a good song, you will win still. You know what? If you have a good song, you always get your friends together and bring them in to clap for you and to cheer and make. Yeah. Because those days was the, if you get enough is clap, the more melodious clapping, you may come number one. But in that case, my song was very strong. I never have any money to pay nobody to come and clap for me. So people who pay people from the country, South Lamar, Mandeville, oh, Manchester, Poros, Bear Pen, no busload of people come. And when I sing my song, everybody that they pay, that pay people, they end up clapping me. So I won the festival with Wada Bam Bam. And at the time was a lot of great people entering. I think Bob Marley was entering too. Phyllis Dillon, Derek Harriott, I think. I don't remember. And Bob Marley, I think, yes. I want to remember a lot of great people into that year.
Mama, heaven, Kingston, Jamaica, I'm going to this mountain. Sailing down the river. When I talk about all my friends, I'm talking about each and every one of you. I consider that you're all of my friends. And you're all just looking. Oh. Everybody's just looking. You're looking, I'm waiting, I'm anticipating. Wow! Some people say,
I'm just waiting, you're just waiting. Just waiting. My home far away. I'm ready.
Yeah, celebrating the life and times of Toots Hibbert, who passed away on Friday night in Jamaica from possibly COVID. It's not been confirmed yet, but all the signs are there, unfortunately. I'm just going to read out just four lines of lyrics. Toots wrote a song quite a while ago called In the Dark, and basically it just says, in the dark you live your life, in the dark you cheat and lie, in the dark you want to fuss and fight, in the dark you will get no life. Unfortunately now, Toots is in the dark, up there with Peter Tosh and Bob Marley and everyone else that's passed away far and taken away from us far too soon. We heard Bam Bam live, and then we heard just the most awesomest version of Country Roads. His live stuff is fantastic, and I can safely say I've spent most of the weekend watching every single one. There's a great 3-track video of him doing stuff with Jules Holland in the UK. Well worth it. Brilliant. Absolutely great. And the only thing you can say is just keep enjoying the music, because it's iconic. It is going to be his legacy for a long, long time. Bands all over the world will be continuing to play his music, and that is kind of all you can ask for, really. And to be remembered fondly, and to be remembered with just great feelings, and that's all you can say, is really, can't you? It's if you remember fondly and people love you, then you've done your job, I suppose. You really have done your job. We're going to, the second hour of the show is going to be a bit back to normal. We'll probably do some Toot songs in there as well, but there's going to be a few new releases, a few bits of other stuff, and see what I can get through before we end the show. Please check out the Facebook page, The Scar Show with Beefy. Give us a big lick. If you're in a band, please send me your music. We will kick off the second hour of the show with the world famous cover section as normal. Yeah, I was going to say something else and I can't remember what it was now. Ah, big shout out to Fox in the US as well on their NFL coverage. The American football kicked off this weekend, and during the Seattle game I was watching, they did Pressure Drop as a tribute, and that was no accident. Apparently, I've just been reading that they've been playing it at the ice hockey playoffs as well. So fantastic. Hopefully that will continue long into the future. I am going to play out this first hour with my favorite. People think it's 5446, people think it's Pressure Drop, but this is my favorite Toots and the Maytals song of all time. It is a live version of a tune called Pomp and Pride. It is absolutely brilliant, and if this doesn't put a smile on your face, you ain't no friend of mine. Enjoy the last song. I hope you've enjoyed this little tribute I've put together for Toots. It's it is the least I can do.
Yeah, you understand my music? Wait, let me give you some more. Everybody just come down. Have your bumps and pride. Come down. How do you want that pride? Get it crying out, come down, I shall. Have you want that pride, Polly? Is it on a hustling, juggling? Come down, mid-range. For today is a happy day. And tonight will be a happy right. Everybody just come down. Have your bumps and pride. Is it on a hustling, jacking in my come down? Have your bumps and pride. For today is a happy day. And tonight will be a clapper night. Everybody clap your hands, please. Bumps
the bones and pride. Them have a come down, come down, come down, come down. Have the bones and pride. No, come down, come down, come down. Have the bones and pride. Father,
hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too.
365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.